Martha Walsh, CEO of Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, was a state legislator and co-sponsor of the 2007 law that established a buffer zone extending out 35 feet from the entrances and driveways of abortion clinics. She said it's a public safety measure.
This law must be protected. We simply cannot go back to a time when women in Massachusetts are routinely harassed and intimidated while trying to access the health care they need.
Protesters who are challenging the law claim it violates their rights under the First Amendment. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, whose office is defending the law before the Supreme Court, will argue that it strikes the proper balance between free speech and the reproductive health rights of women. Walsh, speaking on a conference call with reporters Wednesday, recalled how, as she did research prior to the passage of the law, she visited a Planned Parenthood clinic in Boston and witnessed intense and aggressive harassment by abortion protesters.
And I remember one of the protesters screaming at me just inches away from my face while I stood in the health center's doorway. To say the least, it was scary.
Walsh said the law grew out of a history of violent protests by a group called Operation Rescue and others. She said protesters would block entrances to clinics and in some cases go inside the clinics to harass patients and staff. She said attempts to stop this with court injunctions proved ineffective.
Because there was always another group of people willing to step in and protest and blockade. And that's why ultimately we got to this 2007 law that has worked so successfully.
Massachusetts put a law on the books in 2000 that created a so-called bubble around people entering abortion clinics, but this proved difficult to enforce. Teresa Roberts, a nurse who has worked for Planned Parenthood for two decades, said the buffer zone has eased tensions outside the clinics.
I don't feel threatened on my way into work. I don't feel the same level of risk anymore. And our patients seem less upset and distressed as they enter the building.
Abortion clinic violence is not an abstract issue in Massachusetts. In 1994, a gunman opened fire at a Planned Parenthood office and at the offices of another health care provider, then located on the same street in a Boston suburb. Two women were killed and a third wounded. Two other states, Colorado and Montana, have state laws establishing buffer zones around abortion clinics. But there are a number of local ordinances in the Northeast, including Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine. Roger Evans, Senior Director of Public Policy, Law, and Litigation at the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said the Massachusetts buffer zone law is no different from laws that regulate conduct outside schools, polling places, and the U.S. Supreme Court.
When the court wades into this subject, it should find some problem with the Massachusetts ordinance in addition to impacting these other ordinances, in addition to impacting the injunctive remedy, it's liable to cast into doubt the permissibility of buffer zone more widely.
The U.S. Court of Appeals in Boston upheld the Massachusetts law. Another appeals court in California struck down a buffer zone ordinance because it found police were applying it only to abortion protesters and not to people defending the rights of patients. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.